Hello, and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guests are Lisa Hill, President of Global Health and Home, Mike Hammond, co-founder of Signal Relief. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, please give a warm welcome to Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you. Welcome. And thank you, Tammy Sue. And
yes. Hi, everybody.
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm here. I'm alive.
We're here.
I thank the Lord for his goodness and his grace.
Amen.
And
we keep moving along.
Yes. Yes.
And I'll tell you what, these are wild days, but with God, we can make it. Amen.
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 Yes. Amen.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, that we've got one of the developers of the Signal Relief.
Right. Yes.
And I have mine on my neck. I wore it all night. Because,
how do you feel?
Oh, it was gone. This covered all the way down my arm from sleeping on it for a few nights.
Yes.
Sleeping wrong, you know. You ever do that?
Yeah.
Yes,
and then
my whole
arm was just, oh. And so I put it on there last night on the shoulder where it was hurting and down there. And it's gone today.
I can always tell if you're using it or not. Is that okay if I say
no,
that?
No, don't say that.
You woke up this morning with a spark. I walked in and you were walking in, you and mom, and you had a smile, you're energized. I mean, I'm telling you, this prophetic word that our guest that was airing today, uh-huh. Pastor Larry Huck, prophesied over you.
God, what a great
that prophecy
show.
Was for you.
Yeah, it was for people
well.
At home. God kept telling me, that's for everybody watching. That's for everybody watching. I don't know if you've saw the show with Huck.
With Larry Huck. Oh, my goodness.
Lori, that show was for me today.
Yes.
I watch our show.
Isn't that amazing?
Is that an awful thing?
No. We have to check and see what.
I watch my show every day. Ooh, I shouldn't tell you that.
Oh, we have to check it
out. That's an egomaniac that watches his own show, right?
No, not
but
really.
But I watch it because there's so much ministry in it.
Yes.
And Pastor Huck was just ministering to me. In fact, he was ministering to me. He was just actually saying it. You know what I mean? Did you see that show?
Yes. It was so good.
And it encouraged me.
Yes.
And he told me I was going to have more energy.
Amen. Yes. Praise God.
I want to buy into that.
Yeah.
Sure.
He told me to confess that.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And so we're going to have a great show today. We're going to start out with some music.
Woo.
Because this is the year of music.
Amen.
I want to put a sign up there. The year of music. We're going to get lots of great music. And the 4th of July is going to be a big musical weekend.
Oh,
wait. So we're going to have great fun there. And we've had some great music this week, this
yes.
last week.
We sure
and
have.
People just been enjoying it. We're just getting, you know,
we're just getting back. We're just getting back into the studio, getting settled in.
Yeah.
Things, you know, people are starting, and even a lot of our guests will be coming live in studio more and more and more. People are getting out and about and traveling and coming. So it's exciting. It's just kind of like.
It's good to see people from Arizona, Arkansas, the Ozarks coming here. Listen, you need to make plans to be here for this 4th of July. Whatever it takes, be here.
What's the singer you know that he does that song, Sometimes I Cry?
Oh, Jason Crabb.
Jason Crabb.
Mm-hmm.
I got an email from him, and I didn't answer it because I didn't even, I mean, I didn't, I don't know, but it was there from,
from
the day before yesterday. And I can't believe Jason Crabb would email me, and I thought, I wonder if he's mad at me or something, you know, because I haven't invited him by lately. And I'm thinking, we ought to have a Jason Crabb day here.
Oh, my goodness. That would be amazing.
You remember when we had Jason Crabb here?
Yeah.
Well, I just love music.
Yeah.
I just love music. And I love praise and gospel
Amen.
Music. And our new friend who's coming back for the 4th of July.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Chopper Ward. He's coming back.
What an unusual name. It's Chopper Ward.
That's right.
But he comes. His dad is one of the old gospel singers who's gone to be the Lord
Arthur.
Now. But
Arthur.
But it was, isn't he good?
Yes.
His dad is true Happy Goodman gospel type. You know, what do you think, Clayton? Clayton knows music more than...
It was good. When I heard him doing sound check, I was like, he needs to sing the whole show. I was sending text out there, buddy. It was good. Authentic sound.
Get two pianos out here. You play one, he play one. And
a little dueling piano.
And
sing. Cool. Yep.
And have us a good time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fun time. Amen.
Well, we're just so glad to have Clayton Watson. We don't use your last name very much because...
Everybody calls me Big Clayton. It's shorter that
Big
way.
Big Clayton.
Yeah. One of these days, I've been losing weight, though, so instead of Big C, I'll be a Middle C. Maybe a Little C, you know.
But you have been on stage a lot, and you're a great piano player.
Yeah.
I'm still learning.
I just think you're one of the best.
You are.
And you used to play for... what's that gospel big show in town?
So every night we do for the past 10 years, been doing a gospel old hymn sing-along for the Presley Country Jubilee, one of the first shows in town in Branson. Long story short, Pastor Scott, which is Scott Presley, he actually played for your show over at Studio City with a lot of the guys when you first started over
there.
So I don't know if you remember that. It's been several years ago, but... So a lot of them know you really well.
So they had you in for pre-show. You did your own show.
Yeah, little 30-minute gospel sing-along.
And bless the people. And people loved it. And here this man directs the show.
Yeah,
he's back there
Baker show.
Pushing buttons, you know. He's not playing anything. He's playing the show. making the show move along.
It's something about the creative side in people, I think, that makes that come out.
But. And you and Tammy Sue are creating a new CD, and it's called My Dad's Favorites or something like that.
You can make it.
You can make it CD. To come out when my book comes out July 4th, you can make it. This is our book. This is quite a story. And everyone that you know on this program, all my family, they're all in this book.
Yes. Yes.
And it shows how we made it through the valley of the shadow of death.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, you can make it.
Yes.
You can make it.
Amen.
And so Clayton is going to be helping her produce. Clayton has his own studios. And so we're going to be creating a new CD. Mm-hmm. And Sue is so excited because she has not made a record in a long, long time. And so I'm excited about that. But Clayton, I just want to get started with some music. We got a busy show today, but I wanted you to start with a medley of whatever you want to play.
I've got some old songs that we used to sing in church a long time ago, and I'm kind of looking at your audience, and I think some of them just ate a little bit, so we need to loosen them up and get them ready for the Jim Baker Show. But all you guys got to do is just hold up a little finger, just like this, all right? This is participation.
Oh,
you got to help me out, all right? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All right, hide it under a bush. Hide it under a bush, oh no. I'm gonna let it shine, hide it under a bush, oh no. I'm gonna let it shine, hide it under a bush, oh no. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Now, if you got dentures, be careful with this one, all right? Don't let Satan get out. I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let Satan get out. I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let Satan get out. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. I bet you know this song. Oh, in the saints go marching in. Oh, in the saints go marching in. There's a bed, home. yourselves a hand. You sang good.
Clayton, play me one more tune by...
Play you one more tune.
A happy song.
Another happy one. Let's
yeah,
see.
With
Well, give me the old-time religion. Give me the old-time. Well, give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for... It was good for Paul and Silas. It's good enough for me. Well, give me that old... Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for Mom and Daddy. It was good for Mom and Daddy. It was good for... It was good for Mom and Daddy. It's good enough for me. Well, give me that old... Give me that old... Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for... You know who else it was good for? It was good for Pastor Jim and Mama Lori,
yeah.
Right? It was good for Jim and Lori. It was good for... It was good for Jim and Lori. It's good enough for me. Well, give me that old... Give me that old... Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me.
Clayton, we're so happy to have you here with us. Mm-hmm. And this is, if you don't know these songs, which Mondo doesn't.
Mondo!
He said, Dad, I've never heard these songs before. One of them, he said, I've heard This Little Light of Mine. Yeah. He said, that was the only one. He said, the rest of them, he said, I've never heard before. And that shows you.
Oh, boy.
This boy's been in the ghetto too long.
No, we need to start singing them around him.
Yeah. I got a lot to learn, Dad.
He needs to hang out with us here in the Ozarks a little more. We'll countrify him a little bit.
Yeah, that's Clayton has a little hillbilly in him.
Yeah, a little. I got a lot. We did this one song. When they come and sing it, they visit from out of town all the time, and they're real sophisticated Northerners, and they go, are you washed in the blood, in the soul? And I had to stop them. I'm like, no, we don't sing it like that around here. And I got to confess, Pastor Jim has it down pretty good. It's like this. Well, are you washed in the blood, in the soul, cleansing blood of the land? Are your garments spotless? Are they white? All right, give it a try. Are you? Pastor Kim was so good, she almost spit her teeth out. That was pretty good.
Did you know I say wash?
I listened to you. Yeah.
Lori looked over at me and said, you say that, Jim.
Yeah.
I got one more idea. I'm having too much fun. I'm not allowed to do that. In fact, I went to prison because I was having too much fun. That's what one of the preachers that put me in prison said. He said, Jim's having too much fun over there at Heritage USA. And we put him in prison. But I'm out. Hallelujah.
You can't, keep
us down, right?
The Bible says laughter does good like a medicine.
Amen.
So why shouldn't we have fun?
That's right.
Wow, I need to laugh then.
Yes.
You need to laugh. Let's rejoice in the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
The joy of the Lord is our
strength.
Amen.
Yes, Father, yes.
Now, I'm going to twist it down a little bit on you, and I don't know if you can do this or not, Clayton. I want you to play, like, maybe How Great Thou Art or something. But I want you to play a classical sound.
Sure.
More of a hymn or two and make them classical, because I want them to know that you've got more than hillbilly in you.
I got more than banjo, right?
Yeah.
So this song, Pastor, I do it everywhere I go, and I do it every night. Back in 2004, now I've never had a lesson I can't read in music. It's a gift from God, and I like to make sure God gets credit for it, because I'm not smart enough to to take credit for that. But my dad, he played piano by ear, and I said, Dad, how did you learn to play? He said when he was a little boy, the church needed a piano player, so they called him up, they prayed over his hands, and he started playing, and that's way better than Hooked on Phonics. I said, Dad, I wish it worked like that for me. So he said a prayer over my hands and showed me how to make a chord, and I just practiced playing these songs in church, these old hymns. So these songs bring back good memories for me, and we hope they bring back good memories for you. In 2004, though, he passed away from a brain tumor at the age of 65, and I told Mom I wanted to play a song at the funeral, and ever since then, it was like his mantle got passed down, like Elijah and going up. So I play this song everywhere, and I'd like to play it for you guys.
And you do tickle those ivories. You really do.
You should see them strip a chicken leg in 5 seconds. Yeah. I'll tell you, there.
And Clayton, I asked Clayton the other day, I said, I want you to do some sing-along. He says, well, I don't sing. And I said, yes, you do.
So, but the key is they sing. Because the Bible says make a joyful, even if you don't think you sing good, right, you got to make a joyful noise. So as long as you
that's
smile,
right.
You can grunt. That's a joyful noise.
That's good. That's what we do in church. We just all sing off key or whatever else, and we sing it and put it together. And
that's
what a hymn sing is, you know. Well, we got to do a show today, I guess.
Thank you, Clayton. That was amazing. Thank you for blessing all of us.
I needed the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wow. You like music?
I love music. You know, Latinos, we love the sound.
When are you going to bring some Latinos in here?
I'm working on it. I just got a hold of the amigos, the former amigos.
Oh, I love them.
Are they still singing?
Mr. Velasquez, absolutely. His daughter, Jackie Velasquez, became one of the greatest hits in the
90s. They started with me.
I know they did. We brought them for Cinco de Mayo one time. Remember
that? Oh, I do.
Do you remember them?
So
you guys remember the Latinos?
Yes.
And I love Latin music anyway. And so we're going to find some more and bring them back. And they're going to be on your new Club Petiele.
Yes, we're working
on it. So you're going to have, they call it Spanglish. So it's going to be half English and half Spanish. So Spanglish language. There's no such thing, but that's what we're going to try.
Eso es lo que hablamos. So that's what we do, you know.
Yes.
We go from Spanish and English and mix the words up. So if you hear me reading a news or part of the news and some of my accent comes out, it's because you got to understand, my brain is in Spanish and then has to translate it in English. So everything that you guys are doing right now in English goes in Spanish, then it translates into English. Then I have to try to come out and talk in English. Can you imagine that?
I think it's awesome.
You're brilliant, Mondo. Yeah. I didn't know that.
I didn't know how brilliant you are.
That's amazing.
Then you asked me to do the news. Oh, boy. Yeah. No, God is with. I love it. I love watching the two of you.
You're just a sign of the miracle working power of God, though, because you're a ghetto guy and had some crazy stuff going on in your life, and we met at the Dream Center in Los Angeles, and it was one of the most dangerous spots in L.A. And God turned it around.
Amen.
And the Dream Center was built there, you know, with the Barnetts. And we had such an amazing thing happen there that crime was reduced, 70%, am I right?
Yeah, about 70% that first year. Mm-hmm.
That first year with Matthew Barnett.
And it hasn't stopped. The ministry keeps going. You and I and Mom will go out there on the weekends.
I moved in there. I just went to visit, and I stayed for a couple years, and I found a wife. I did. I found a good thing, the Bible says. Mm-hmm. I found her out by the garbage cans.
It's true. It's the old
With
story.
All the graffiti and everything. It's true. Don't laugh. It's true. There was graffiti all over. It was out back of the church. Mm-hmm. And I was introduced by Jamie Charles, my son, introduced us. Mm-hmm. And I looked at her, and I said, this is the one. I have found her. And because I'd been praying for a wife for years.
That was on a Thursday night because our church services were on Thursday nights, not Wednesday nights, but Thursday nights. And I was there and I was speaking the next morning to about 1,000 women, you know, at the Dream Center, and that needed healing and deliverance. Sure. And that went on all day long.
And would you say your life was like almost over? It was ruined at one point. There was no hope.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
But you ended up, and then she was speaking at the Dream Center to the women there, to hundreds of women, and giving them encouragement, and you were just having great results. But that was my first time to meet her, fell in love with her, and in a few weeks we were married, and that we lived happily ever after.
Oh, boy.
But the miracles of our lives.
Yeah. Amen.
I just think of this today as we're talking. But I've come to the end so many times. Mm. I was in prison for 5 years for a crime I did not commit, whether anybody wants to say that or not. I did not commit the crime. And I was set free. And then the jury said I was not guilty, which was after I'd gotten out of the prison for 5 years after I'd spend that time. Mm-hmm. But God keeps restoring me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They call me the comeback kid sometimes because Amen. I keep coming back. And don't give up. I'm talking to somebody today.
Right.
You may have been on drugs like Lori. You may have gone through hell. You may have been beaten by a man, or your husband or boyfriend. You may have been through things like she was.
Yeah.
And she needs to tell her whole story someday. Mm-hmm. You just got to do the show by yourself one day and just talk.
One day you can interview me and I'll...
Can I interview you? Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll do that. But I just want people to know that the two of us are broken people. We've been broken.
Amen.
To no help. But we've been restored by the power of God.
Amen.
And God wants to restore you.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Well, today we have a special guest, Mike Hammond is the co-founder of Signal Relief, and Lisa Hill is the president of Global Health and Home and a former trauma nurse. She's a very successful entrepreneur and developer of health products. Mm-hmm. So we're glad to have both of them to our show today. Michael Hammond and Lisa Hill are here with us. Welcome them. Michael, so much is happening with the Signal Relief patch. We needed to bring you back for an update. Where are you right now while we're on this show? Because we're you're doing by Skype. You're somewhere in the world. Where are you?
Yeah, I'm in San Antonio right now. So we're actually here visiting my brother-in-law. He just got deployed, or he's getting deployed. We got news last week that he's going to be sent off for a few years to the Middle East. So all of his sisters, brother, mom and dad, we all just flew out here, and we're going to surprise him this afternoon and spend the next 3 days with him before they send him off. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Wow.
So much has happened. Go ahead.
Dude, I was just going to tell you, it's interesting. I love the beginning of this program. I don't know if you know what we've experienced the last 2 weeks, but Kim, that runs our women's line for Signal Relief, her husband was my brother-in-law, actually. We have a lot of family in our business as well. Was hit by a car 2 weeks ago, right in front of our office, and was taken from us. And Signal's been dealing with that for the last, we had his funeral last weekend. And I was obviously one of the first ones on the scene to see everything that actually happened. And I just want to, and this is just adding to what you guys have already said, but when you see someone that you love be taken away unexpectedly, and I think a lot of veterans actually go through this, this is why we're here with my brother-in-law, you realize really, really quick that all the things in the world can't replace that one person that means so much to you. And the last 2 weeks, I've actually been thinking a lot just about the Savior's commandment when he was asked by the Pharisee, what's the greatest commandment? And he says, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind. And the second is likened to it, love your neighbor as yourself. You say, how is Signal Relief doing? I think ultimately, as a team, we're more committed to loving our neighbors right now and relieving discomfort from the world than we've ever been. Because we just lost someone that we cared about and that we loved. And keeping those people in your life and involved in your life and engaged in your life, to me, is one of the most important things you can do. And so, dude, we're moving forward. We have more and more stories. I actually have some of the coolest stories you guys haven't even heard about yet of moms that have daughter. We have a mom that just emailed us. She had a daughter that for the last 8 years, she hasn't been able to go to birthday parties, events. She got stuck in the mall because she couldn't leave the mall. She would call her mom from two doors down because she couldn't even walk home. And Signal Relief, her mom saw it on Facebook, ordered it, put it on both of her feet, and within 10 seconds, her daughter was bawling uncontrollably, saying, Mom, they have no more discomfort. And it is stories like that that just, I will tell you what, get us wanting to help people more and more and more, because we're giving people their lives back. And we're doing things that people thought were impossible with current medical technology. And it is possible now with this product. In fact, Beth, who you met last show, just signed on as our chief medical officer, and she's going to be heading up all of our research now and helping us take this to the next level. So,
wow,
it's been exciting, and we're just ready to make a difference.
Wow, amen.
You're
wow.
doing a lot of work with vets and people with amputee injuries. We have the testimony from Matt Silva, the amputee who has found such relief from the discomfort he was having as a result of using the patch. Let's watch his story.
I'm not going to say this is a miracle or, you know, it's going to change everything in your life, but for me, it's been amazing. Signal Relief is really giving me part of my life back.
My name is Matt Silva. I am a below-the-knee amputee. I've been an amputee for about 16 years now, going on 17. I was determined that I would still do the things I wanted to, but honestly, it was tough to go out and ride my dirt bike, you know, for any kind of period of time. It was just debilitating. Mike asked me, how's my leg? I said, well, it hasn't grown back yet. And he's like, I got something for you. And I said, what kind of medication are you putting in it? He goes, we're not putting any medication in it. I was like, what? I was like, okay, whatever, dude. It's a gimmick. You know, no way this works. He starts telling me stories, you know? And it was something, you know, that kind of touched me. You know, I felt like, because I've worked with a lot of mental health workers and, you know, and I've been tired mentally before. And it was heartwarming, you know? I'm like, okay, you know, you're starting to get me excited, you know? Like, maybe this is something that might work for me. I doubt it, but, you know, testimonials were there. So we go over to his office and he sits me down. I was pretty worn down and he puts the patch on, and within seconds, much better. I was like, no way. You know, I started using it more and I started, moving it around, you know, not just in my leg, but like in my hip. I have to sleep on my side. And one night I was like, okay, another test. And I get it and I move it up to my hip, and within seconds. And I was like, man, this is amazing.
After getting the patch, you know, like, I've been taking my kids up dirt biking, teaching them stuff, and spending a lot more time with them, because, you know, whether you realize it or not, it takes away from your family. Signal Relief has helped me by allowing me to focus more on the things that are important to me. It's changed my work life. I've actually been able to change jobs and go to a job that I feel like I'm more productive in, and that I can do more. I can be on my feet longer. I'm able to spend more time with my kids and taking them to do the activities that I grew up loving but wasn't able to do, like riding dirt bikes and skiing and camping. And now I'm able to do and go to those activities and, you know, take them to do the things and be there for them when, you know, when things happen.
Well, what a beautiful story. That's amazing, Michael. That story is so important, especially for our veterans.
Yes.
And you have been doing a lot of work with veterans, the Signal Relief patch, mm-hmm. to help them with the discomfort many are feeling due to battle injuries, mm-hmm. or amputations.
Yeah.
Tell us about that, would you?
Dude, I'll tell you. So Matt, he was one of the first ones we had given it to in November. I met him at a football game, a championship football game. And he actually was so bad, which the video doesn't portray how bad he was. He had a pain pump installed in his stomach, pumping morphine into his spine. It was the only way he could really even get by every day. And that's how Matt was dealing with it. Now, since he's been using the Signal patch, he has no discomfort at all. But what's more interesting is he's not wearing it anymore. He said he's only having to put it on now maybe once a month for 5 minutes, just because his brain is now recognizing that things are okay and rewiring, and he's not feeling that discomfort. So when his story took place, I actually sent a bunch of these, 50 of these, to a contact I had with the Department of Defense. It was one of the main doctors, and he took them to Afghanistan and used them with a bunch of our soldiers. And because he says one of the biggest complaints he gets is from soldiers complaining that what they're doing just isn't enough. They still just have too much discomfort, and Signal work. So since he's come back, we are now teaming up with a university local to the DC area, and we're going to start doing clinical trials over at Walter Reed. And hopefully by end of the year, we'll have things published so we can start giving these to so doctors can actually start prescribing it to the vets. And so we're excited, actually. We've been giving it to quite a few people that have similar injuries. And the funny thing is, it's not 30 or 40% that it's working on. It seems to almost work every single time. It's a miracle. I'm telling you, it is one of the biggest breakthroughs that has happened in the last 100 years for dealing with discomfort. And it does it from what we've seen right now, zero side effects, which is just phenomenal. So it's been really exciting for us to watch it take place. But veterans that can't get around, that have phantom limb injuries, that, I mean, back and neck is one of the biggest things that these guys deal with. They're jumping out of planes. They're dealing with all these things that cause massive problems. And our signal patch seems to be doing the trick for everyone that we're giving it to.
But it's a remarkable technology. And would you remind us how this patch works? Because I put it on last night, and I have one on right now. I have it on right back here. Mm-hmm. But I put it over on this shoulder. I had slept the night before. In fact, two nights, I slept wrong. And the discomfort was all the way down this arm. Do you know what that is like?
Yes.
Has anybody had that?
I think we all have experience.
I mean, really, really, it hurts bad. Just was, you know, it just was so discomfortable. Mm-hmm. Discomfortable? That's not, is that a word? And I put it on, and this morning, look at me. And now, my neck was stiff. My neck's always stiff. I'm just stiff-necked. And so I put it here, and the thing of it is, I use it, I move it around a lot, and so I use up the stickum. What do you call it? That it comes with a
adhesive
piece, a whole thing that you can put on the back of the patch. Mm-hmm. Then you just stick it anywhere on your body you want. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you do it?
Now, Marcella's different.
Yes. Didn't you say you put it in your pockets?
I put it all over, literally. I think Mike said on the show one day, he's like, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. But truly, Dad, I use this, and I just put it in between my clothing.
Yeah.
I just literally slip it into my pockets. I mm-hmm. put it anywhere, wherever I'm feeling it. And I have been using this product, and I will tell you, consistency is the key with this product. Consistency, just like anything else. Uh-huh. We have to be consistent. But the moment that I have started using this consistently, I wear this, you know, and I will tell you, if you're taking a shower, I have to remind myself, take it off, you know, make sure you know, take it out of your pocket. But that's the only time. And it's quite amazing that I've seen the results. My little four-year-old little boy, he was telling me, he said, Mom, my back is so much discomfort, Mom. And I said, well, you're 4 or 5 years old. I'm like, how can you be? You're just all over the place. I put this patch on his back, and instantly the heat, and Michael has told us on previous shows about how the heat, your body will produce heat mm-hmm. that's identifying, that's okay. telling you that there is discomfort in the mm-hmm. body. And within minutes, he literally, as a five-year-old little boy, he told me, and he started telling everyone, he said, my mom uses this patch, and it helps you. It helps you. It helps my back. And I realized in that moment, Dad, I said, you know, sometimes we don't even realize what our children are dealing with. We don't even realize, you know, maybe sometimes the discomfort they're feeling. But I will tell you, if you have ordered your Signal Relief patch, mm-hmm. consistency, keep wearing it, mm-hmm. keep trying it, because we are seeing the results. We are seeing the testimonials coming in. And this is truly, when Michael is saying this is giving their life back to them,
right?
I know for me, it is allowing me to do things. It is giving me better sleep mm-hmm. just because I'm typically tossing and turning because my body is just aching you know, just at nighttime. And so as I'm wearing this, it's helping me. Mm-hmm. I am literally, it is helping me tremendously. I'm really shocked by it.
You should see her behind the scenes. Just a lot. We'll be together alone. She'll be at the house. We're working on whatever. And she'll just pull it out from all over her body. She goes, Mom, this really works.
Well, your husband gave it the biggest test.
So I have to, I actually stole his. So I have to get him another one because I actually took his from him. But we started seeing what it was doing and how it was helping us. And it's
people
truly,
do steal these.
Yes. And it's truly something that you want to share this.
You want
to. Have the boxes
you
on
want
the
to share it.
Desk are empty because they just disappear. Nobody steals around here, of course, but they just disappear. Michael, tell me quickly. How the patch works, because it's like radar.
So it's real simple. When our bodies feel discomfort, we have little nerves or capillaries all over our body that people associate with. Really what's happening is you have these little tiny nerves in your body that are generating energy, and your brain is feeling that energy, and it translates that. And the more energy it feels, the more pain you feel. So I'm going to actually compare that energy to lightning. When lightning hits a house, it lights the entire house on fire and blows a hole in it, unless you have a lightning rod on the house. If you have a lightning rod on the house, when that energy hits the house, nothing happens because all of it flows into the lightning rod because it's the path of least resistance and it takes it into the ground. The patch is actually the same thing. When these nerves all over your body generate energy and you stick the patch in that same area, you usually feel heat because what's happening is that energy, when it hits the patch, that antenna, it becomes the path of least resistance and flows into the antenna. And then that basically turns it into heat and then dissipates it into the air. So it's just that energy flowing into the patch instead of all the way up to your brain that makes it so you don't have so much discomfort. But what's crazy is when you pull out all that noise that's in someone's body all the time, especially when you get older. When you get older, everything starts to ache, right? So you're getting all of these nerves, all of your body are firing. Well, that noise actually makes it so that it's harder for everything to communicate in that body and things start to break down. What we're noticing is if you put the patch on, that's why when people put it in their pocket for 3 days, all of a sudden they start noticing they're feeling better. You pull that noise out, everything starts to communicate better and the body starts fixing itself. And so not only are people having less discomfort, but we're finding that people are healing and overcoming things 3 or 4 times faster than they used to. We have a lot of athletes right now using it. And in fact, the national soccer team in Mexico, we sent him a bunch of them and he got back to us after a month and asked for 50 to 100 more. I can't remember, but it was a ton more. And we were like, what? How come you want so many more? He goes, dude, this is the biggest strategic advantage we've ever had. Normally our guys, when they're playing soccer at that level, he goes, quad injuries are our biggest thing we deal with. And those take 24 to 30 days for a player to get back on the field. But with the signal relief patch, it's taking 5 to 6 days on average. That was straight from his mouth. And he ordered a bunch more just for his team. And so what we're finding is when you pull that noise out of the body just is able to start healing and functioning like it did when you were younger. You just start getting over things quicker. And so I wear one every day. I have one with me everywhere I go, except today, because I've given away, just on this trip to San Antonio, I've given away every single patch that I had. I actually ran into a first responder downstairs. He's a sheriff, and he was here visiting his nephew. And was just telling me about a car accident he had and how it hurt him to walk. And so I put it on his hip and all the sun, all the discomfort all the way to his foot disappeared. And you're not taking that back. Like, I want it back because I have a back injury, but I'm not taking it back. And I think that's the best part of really being involved with this product is you change people's lives. And I'm telling you, if you feel like you've done everything and there's nothing left that you can possibly do because you've had 50 surgeries, you have a pain pump installed in your stomach like Matt, whatever it is, you should try this because there is a good shot that this is the thing that will work. And this is the reality. We don't want to make a dollar on anyone it doesn't work for. That's why we give you 120 days. This takes usually 5 to 10 minutes is probably the average for people to feel relief. And we're saying 120 days because if it doesn't work, we want nothing to do with taking any of your money. We'll give you everything back because our whole mission and our goal is to change your life and give it back. And that only happens when it works. If it doesn't work, send it back. You don't lose a dollar, but it's going to. I'm telling you. It is going to. I literally feel like I can get it to work on almost everyone. Right. And it's unbelievable.
And be sure to understand we have a double order that you can get. It's a little discount by doing that.
Yes, that's
for
right.
For two, you don't need to steal your husband.
You have to. That's right. Absolutely. We all have to. This is the two.
Because this is what happens.
It is what happens.
Once your husband finds it works, he'll take yours.
Absolutely. No, this is what happened. We have heard it countless of times from you writing and saying, I ordered one for myself And then my husband and my wife came and tried it, and I never got it back. That's why we put together two Signal Relief patches for a donation of $295 to the ministry. That also includes the shipping and handling. But just like Michael said, there's a 120-day money-back guarantee when you order this product from the Jim Baker Show right now. So that's two of the Signal Relief patches. We also have a single patch. So if you'd like to try it, there's one patch for a $155 donation to the ministry. This product is cost-effective, fast-acting, 100% drug-free, non-invasive, and most importantly, which I love, it's reusable.
Right.
This product
it works up to 2 years, right?
Up to 2 years. That's right.
It'll work. And just don't take a bath with it.
Yes.
You know, take it off when you're going to bathe.
It's water-resistant, not waterproof. So that's the key.
Your company produced a great video that explains the technology further. Let's take a look at this.
I don't know what's in that thing or what it does, but it works. It really, really works.
Normally when I get up, I have to hold on to something to get up.
It does feel better.
It's like a dream. I haven't been able to do that to my shoulder for a long time.
Hi, I'm Steven, and I'm here to introduce you to a product that will change your life. It's called the Signal Relief Patch. Your body runs off of electricity a lot like a machine. That's right, your body is electric. Now, why is that important? Because this electricity controls every aspect of your life, everything from moving your muscles to taste to touch. These electrical signals also tell you when something is hurt, like your back, head, foot, shoulder, or knee. But sometimes there's interference, kind of like static. This makes the healing process take a really long time. Enter the Signal Relief Patch. The Signal Relief Patch is a super antenna that works off electrical fields like your body. Meet Red and Tony, the creators of the patch.
Hi.
They originally developed communication technology for these guys. Their technology made communication much clearer and more efficient. That's right, the same antennas that were used for our military are now used to help our bodies. Now, I know that that sounds a little strange, but take it from Red and Tony, it really works.
Yep.
There are countless people just like you who will say the same thing.
It gave me my life back.
I've never felt better.
It's changed my life.
It's been created to give you that life back. Grab a patch, put it on, watch it work.
Love that, yeah.
Order it right now before the show's over. We're running out of time. Lisa Hill, we're so glad to have you back with us. Tell us what is new and what's been happening with the Signal Relief Patch since you were on the show last.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so awesome to be with all of you. I love you guys so much. Well, you know, I have been searching the planet. I do continual work on that and to bring the Jim Baker Show the best products that we can find, really to change people's lives, enhance their lives, and make a huge difference. Signal Relief is one of those. And like Michael said just a little bit ago, we literally have been having an explosion of success, of relief across the country. And I will just say personally, I was a marathon runner and I had a bad car accident, ended up having a total hip surgery a few years back. And I haven't been able to get back to running until just recently. And so with the patch, I'm doing it. I'm back running again. And I was comparing myself to before and after. And I will say that there's absolutely no difference. And even though we've been experiencing other little things, I really wanted to test myself and say, okay, this is going to be the real test. How does it do when my feet hit the road? And I'll say a couple different things. Recovery is shorter and the endurance is longer. And exactly what Michael said is that we have a lot of athletes that are using it right now. Some of them we aren't able to tell you about yet, but we will in the near future. But what makes my heart sing, and you guys already talked about it at the beginning of the show, the music, we know, has a certain frequency to it. And so that's why, you know, Pastor Jim was almost jumping up and down because it resonates with his body and there's an energy to it, a frequency to it. And there's a frequency to the word. So when we look at really what the Lord has put together for us with the Nomads and we're not putting things into our body that our body has to start to process. We're not even putting things on the skin that the skin has to absorb that might not be helpful or might even be harmful for us. So when I look at how the Lord has had his hand on this, and many people, I know being a trauma nurse for all those years, if you can take care of someone's discomfort and they can rest, life is so much better. And that's really what the patch is doing right now. It's a very low risk product with healthy, healthy, massive rewards. So we know that Father's Day is coming up, there's graduations, there's weddings, all kinds of things that are coming up. And I think right now, post pandemic, people are thinking differently about the purchases that they're making. I think that they're making purchases that have purpose to them and purchases that really matter. So I would encourage everybody, if you haven't already, and if you have now, and you know how good it is, please purchase it, share it with your family, because I can't imagine sharing a better gift that you can give somebody to really patch their life back and live the ultimate life. The other thing that I want to touch on is that many people don't even realize the discomfort that they're having. Your body, take my mother, for instance, two different types of challenges with her joints and her muscles, that she had overwhelming discomfort almost every day, but she got used to it. She is a stoic lady. But after using the patch now for going on, 3 months? I was with her over Memorial Day and she said, I never want to be without this. I can't believe how I got used to feeling that way. And I think that's what people are experiencing right now.
Exactly. Lisa, our time's almost gone today. Do you have a question, Mondo?
Yeah, you know, one of the most important questions I get asked about this product are, what are the different ways we can use this product? I think people need to understand, some of us deal with back discomfort, we deal with elbow discomfort or knees. I know I'm starting to deal with my knees. I used to play a lot of soccer. So what are the areas that we can use this relief patch in our bodies?
You can patch it anywhere. I mean, truly. Now, we talked about it earlier. You guys are very inventive. So you're using the little, you know, the little stickies. You don't have to use the adhesive for it to work. I just want to make sure everybody understands that. In addition to that is you can put it anywhere. And you can wear it 24 hours a day. I put it in between my pillowcase and my pillow at night. So it's against my neck. So there truly isn't anywhere. My niece has difficulties on the bottoms of her feet. She puts them on the bottoms of her feet. So there really isn't anywhere that you can't use it.
Can you use it on headaches?
Absolutely. Yes. And Michael will tell you all the time is, you know what, you can start here, wherever the head discomfort might be, and end up in the back of your neck. But absolutely. Actually, there's some new, I can't share with you yet, but there's some new innovations that the company's coming up with. So, you know, inside of a hat and all kinds of different things that they're doing. So, yeah, definitely.
That's amazing. Lisa, I have a question. Does this patch interfere with any medications that we may be currently taking?
No, and that's what I'm so excited about, too, is so, you know, as we age, there's a lot of people that are on a lot of medications. And that's the first thing that they ask is, you know what, is there going to be any interference, contraindications? Absolutely not. And the other thing is, many times people have sick digestive system. And so it doesn't have to be go through our digestive system to be, you know, to work. And our body doesn't always have to be challenged that way. So it works just by putting it topically on your body.
There's a B-roll I wanted to roll yet. So let's go right into that next B-roll.
It's difficult to watch the people we love suffer. You'd do just about anything to give them relief.
When my feet hurt, I hurt everywhere.
I injured my back 40 years ago.
And I would often wake up in the morning with a headache.
I was using narcotics daily.
What if I told you there was hope? The story of hope starts here in small town Idaho. Not in the Silicon Valley, not in a sprawling medical complex, not even within 25 miles to the nearest shopping mall. It starts small. The message of hope spreads one person at a time, with one patch that has the power to change the way the world deals with discomfort. it isn't just wishful thinking. Hope is tangible. This patch might not look like much, but it's changing lives everywhere.
Now I can sew again.
I can walk upstairs again.
I am able to sleep.
I can go without narcotics.
It all started small, but this is big, and the word is spreading that hope is here.
Right.
Yes. And we like it. Yes. We do it.
We use it.
And I have it on right now.
Mm-hmm.
You want to show it?
Don't take it off.
There it is.
There it is. Yeah. I can feel it.
But I found the new way to do it because I like moving it around.
Yeah.
So I just use the first aid tape or whatever you call it that you just get, just a roll of tape.
Yeah.
Skin tape. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Just get one of those.
So our time is about up.
That's right. Yes, I love about this product. This aligns with the mission of the Jim Baker Show, where we can bring you products.
That's right.
Innovative, creative products that are going to help you, help your life.
That's right.
Help you live the very best that you possibly can. So if you would like to order the Cigna Relief Patch for a donation of $155 to the ministry, remember that includes the shipping and handling. That's for a donation of $155 to the ministry, or better yet, order the two-pack. That's two Cigna Relief patches for a donation of $295 to the ministry. That includes shipping. Call us right now. Don't wait. Call us to try your patch. I love what they say. Grab a patch, put it on, and watch it work.
That's it.
Call us at 1-888-988-1588 or visit the website jimbakershow.com to place your order today.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Marcella. These are so special.
Yeah.
And we're getting great response.
Oh, absolutely.
We're just getting great response to this product. And I don't offer anything. If it didn't work, I would take it off the market immediately.
Yeah, we try everything. That's right.
We try it first.
We do. We try it first. Yes.
And it's amazing.
And we believe in it. It's amazing.
This is one thing our family will, I hate to keep using the word steal from each other, but they just
borrow it from each other.
But you need your own.
You need your own patch. You do.
And it really works.
Yeah.
And I'm praying it'll work for you.
Yes, amen.
But it works for me.
But we want to thank Mike Hammond and Lisa Hill for being with us today. Our time is up. So like Marcel said, call us right now, 1-888-988-1588, or go to the website, jimbakershow.com, and get your Cigna Relief patch now.
Well, we do have to go. We want to thank Mike Hammond and Lisa Hill for being with us today.
You guys.
Don't miss our next broadcast. We got some special music on that. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.